Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Drew Barrymore Show ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Coming to you from the CBS Broadcast Center in New York City, it's the Drew Barrymore and Entertainment Tonight's Oscars show. And now, here's your hosts, Drew Barrymore, Ross Matthews, Kevin Frazier, and Nichelle Turner.
Tonight family host Kevin Frazier and Nichelle Turner celebrating the Oscars.
Yeah. We love talking Oscars, and we're about to peel back the curtain of Oscar-nominated movies with the ultimate industry insiders. It's time for Tips from the Inside. The Oscars like this. We cover it as super fans, but who's really in there? Well, our next guest started as a production assistant. Hey, intern, I get it. Yeah. And quickly became Hollywood's go-to TikToker. Ooh. He gets behind the scenes access to all the biggest movies, really, and it always goes viral. Please welcome Reese Feldman. Reese! For starters, the tuxedo.
Reese,
is so chic.
He's doing it.
I mean, with all due respect to all of us, you might get best dressed here.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. That's really sweet. I don't know if it pieces together well with the hair,
You're giving.
Yeah. I'm bringing and giving.
And weren't you like named one of the best dressed award show reporters out there by like a major publication? Was it Vogue?
Vogue magazine voted you the best dressed and the person to be seen on the red carpet.
Come on, Reese. Yes,
I know. Really nice of them. I assume they ran out of people.
Well, let's rewind a little bit because I love your story about how you became like the go-to social media person for showbiz. You started as a production assistant on Maisel, right?
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I was actually working before. I had graduated college during the height of the pandemic and was working in reality. Mm-hmm. So I was on Real Housewives of New Jersey for a few months.
Okay, what was that like, really quickly?
Obsession. I'm a Bravoholic.
They're wonderful ladies. They were really nice to us. They would like during like their holiday episodes, they would send me home with treats because I'm younger than some of their kids.
So
they were really sweet, and it was a really good set to learn like just some of the basics of filmmaking.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then Maisel.
And when you were on Maisel, you started posting interesting videos, and then you got caught. And what did they tell you?
It was a calculated risk. In reality, anything kind of goes, but on scripted and a show like Maisel with a budget, it's a different beast. But it was a calculated risk to post, and I realized I was either going to get fired or they were going to be really happy.
Uh-huh.
And lucky for me, they were like, don't do this again, but actually do it with our permission, and we'll pay you, and you could work on more stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, that worked out really well.
That is such a lesson.
Yeah, betting on yourself.
When people say how to make it in showbiz, break the rules just a little bit.
Ask for permission.
I will say cautiously. Very cautiously, don't always do that. Because it could have been really bad.
But it turned out really great, and movie companies started coming to you and asking you to do the same thing. Didn't you work on like a really big movie this year?
Yeah, I did. Hunger Games. I was on that set. I've been doing stuff for Oppenheimer, so that's been
wonderful. Oppenheimer. You mean the biggest hit?
I mean, there you are with Christopher Nolan.
Best Picture.
And that video that you did with, we saw just a clip with Christopher Nolan has what, like 11 million views or something like that?
Yeah, no, it's kind of crazy.
What is it that you love doing? Is it the directorial aspect? Is it the working with the actors? Is it just the movie making itself? Because there's so much that goes into it. What's your favorite part?
I mean, I love, like, my goal is to write and direct my own stuff one day. But for now, it's I understand, like, with the position I'm in, I feel so grateful, but I just love film. I love TV. It's how I connected with people at a young age. It's how I still connect with people. Yeah. And I just realized it's a different landscape, as you're saying. So my job is not necessarily to say whether or not something's good, but just to help audiences find it. Where it's like when people see Christopher Nolan talking behind the scenes about how much he cares and realize that he's this human, that this is like a human story about a really complicated man, they're more inclined to watch. And that's my whole MO, whether or not I love the movie or the show that I'm working on. I just want people to know that it's out there. I want people to be media literate, to understand that they have choices in what they can watch and find something that hopefully speaks to them.
I'm so glad you're such a super fan. Yeah. Well, and speaking of Christopher Nolan, we have to talk about the category of Best Director.
Wait, hold it. We're going to go a quick commercial break.
Okay.
And then I want to hear everything.
Okay.
We have to wait.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
With the movie reel now loaded up, Mr. Nolan and I made our way downstairs to the IMAX theater, where he gave me a sneak peek of Oppenheimer.
It's an IMAX 70mm film projector in the booth, using the full IMAX screen, and enjoy.
Well, and speaking of Christopher Nolan, we have to talk about the category of Best Director, and here are the nominees.
Yes.
Justine Triet for Anatomy of a Fall, Martin Scorsese for Killer of the Flower Moon, Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer, Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things, and Jonathan Glazer for The Zone of Interest. Now,
Kevin,
so great, as great as all of them are,
Kevin, I know you have thought,
right?
The world that Greta Gerwig created was such an amazing fantasy world. You didn't have to love the movie to look at it and say, "Wow, that is different the way you did it." And so to have a director like that left out of this category is mind-boggling to me, because I just think that you have to look at what she did, what she created, what she directed, and what she did for movie making. Mm. And you can't leave her out. That's ridiculous. That's all I can say.
A lot of people share that
point.
Well, and I echo what Kevin says in a lot of ways, but, you know, we just saw him. I just...
I think Christopher Nolan will win this. That man just knows how to make a movie. He just knows how to make an incredible movie. But if I was voting, I would vote for Yorgos. I love Poor Things. Yep. I thought it was innovative. In the land of biopics and remakes and reboots, we got an original piece of work that was so, like, mind-boggling. So many Easter eggs that I saw. I've watched it 3 times. So many things I see differently every single time I watch it. It was so original, so beautiful, so fantastic that he deserves it for me.
And Reese, what do you think?
This is a real, and like, I'll piggyback off that, where I wish Greta was in there, but I do still think it's a really great category. Like, I think this year especially is one of the best we've seen. I love Justine, but like, Jonathan Glazer, Zone of Interest is phenomenal. Marty is always great, but it's tough to not go with Nolan for Oppenheimer. Also, I've now seen him enough times where if I don't say him, it would be uncomfortable. and I feel like he would get back. But truly, I do think he's directed so many great films and has often been overlooked while his films aren't. And I'm just really glad that he's getting the recognition, and I really hope he ends up winning.
Welcome to our world now.
Something and they're waiting for you on the red carpet.
It's so true.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan.
I do think it's his year, think it's an accumulative vote as well as for the film itself. Since Memento, this gentleman has transcended filmmaking. They now say that the two most important filmmakers to ever live are Steven Spielberg and Christopher Nolan. Mm-hmm. Like, those two gentlemen have had the greatest effect. And I won't say too much about the Greta Gerwig, but I don't understand why she's not in there. It is the movie brought to life.
Yes.
And now we feel odd about the whole thing when we should have felt great about the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
And you know, the weirdest thing is it wasn't even that shocking because it just has happened over and over and over again. Absolutely. That's the whole point of the movie.
Absolutely.
And that's what bothers me so much. Even if the movie wasn't for you, if you didn't love the movie, you can look at the world she created and the artist that she created. Look at her as an artist for what she did, not for being a woman, but for what she did in movie making.
And Rodrigo Prieto was the cinematographer, and he's made so many incredible. He's one of the top cinematographers in the world, but I've never seen a film that looked like this that he has done, or anybody else for that matter. They created a very Stanley Donen, you know, sort of a singing in the rain, you know, infinite sky looking world. And then they were the top, you know, almost $2 billion at the Absolutely. Box office. How did this happen?
Oh, it's
okay,
Barbara Streisand.
I said it.
Thing.
You said it, you went there.
I went there. Sorry, okay.
You gotcha.
Reese, save me, since you're the wizard of behind the scenes content. You did some BTS with us.
I did.
So please go to our TikTok page for an exclusive peek backstage with the Drew Barrymore Show and Reese, most importantly. Kevin and Michelle, Reese, you guys, this is so much fun to do with experts and friends and family. Coming up, movies, bugs, and fortune cookies have in common? Well, we have one of the biggest Foley artists who has 70 million views on her videos right after the break to show us a few things.
She does
including
it.
Something I did.
And it's shocking.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
we are so excited because our next guest is going to share the secret to how sound affects the movies. I mean, when you look at a scene that does not have the sound effects, it is anticlimactic mm-hmm. and uncompelling.
And it's things we don't think about as super fans. Like, how do they make all those sounds? And it's really shocking when you find out how they do it. Our next guest is an award-winning Foley artist who's gone viral on TikTok with over 70 million views. Wow, take a look at this.
We actually got to work together on Santa Clarita Diet.
I actually did all your stuff, all your footsteps.
I didn't know that!
That's so cool. And you worked together, and there's actually a scene when you ate a snail in Santa Clarita Diet.
Yeah.
Do you remember that scene?
Of course.
Okay, we have that clip.
I think he'd even said, like, I said crunchy or something.
Okay, let's take a look.
Look what I found.
Don't eat a snail.
Hello.
Crunchy.
Okay.
Yeah, crunchy. Yeah. Crunchy. And is it true, Sonia, that you did that sound, the snail crunching?
Yes.
How did you do it? Because there's like a fleshy and a crispy.
That's true. Very complicated, right?
So sometimes you do use the actual prop, but this time I was like, no way, I am not eating a snail.
Okay.
So then I was at a Chinese restaurant the day before, and you know, I was just playing around with the fortune cookie. Completely forgot about it. And then the scene came on. I'm like, oh my God, I need fortune cookies right now. So they went and got me fortune cookies so I could like show you guys.
Oh, you can show us how you made the sound.
Yeah, because I'm like, okay, so I have like the crunchy part. This sounds like it's
and nice there's and a
crunchy.
Microphone right there if you want
to
get.
Here, I'll hold the microphone because you're not going to be able to do. Okay,
it has to be really close, right?
Okay, ready?
Here we go.
Oh, yeah, that's what it sounded like
and
in the
then,
clip.
And then, like, for the fleshy part.
So you use a grape.
Uh-huh, look.
Oh, this is some ASMR.
And then...
And it's delicious.
What I love about that detail also is the kind of mind frame an artist has. How did you even go, you know what? I'm gonna be really good at this and I'm gonna do this. Yeah. What was the spark?
I saw a Foley artist working and doing footsteps. I'm like, get paid to walk, that's easy. Everyone can do it, right? He put me in front of the mic, I couldn't do it because you have to match the timing.
Yep.
Then he told me, you know what? It's okay, don't beat yourself up. Some people have it, some people don't, you just don't have it. Mm-hmm. So then I picked up the Yellow Pages and I called every studio. I'm like, I'm really good at sweeping. I make really good coffee. Can I please sit in? So I got a million no's, and one studio said yes, I could come in. And then I told them I'll clean after them. So they were happy to make a mess and leave. Mm-hmm. Then I would close my eyes and recreate the scenes in my head. I'd spend hours and hours. So fast forward, 26 years later, I opened TikTok and Instagram to show, you know, people that want to learn, this is how it's done. Like how to do grass footsteps. Like when I did Ted Lasso, it was all Easter grass.
Amazing. How do you make the sound of like frying bacon? We've seen that in movies, like in The Holdovers, Davine Joy Randolph, nominated for Best Supporting Actress, she's making bacon in the scene. How do they make it sound like that?
So I came up with this. It was really funny. I love Pop Rocks. I don't know if you guys know Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks?
Of course I do. Okay,
so my whole childhood. Remember Pop Rocks, everybody? Yeah. Yes.
So I found them at like a gas station and I ate them when I was doing Foley and it just kept popping. So then I put them in water and they start to sizzle. I'm like, oh, that's a great sizzle sound.
So this is how you think. Where we're just eating Pop Rocks and we're like, how fun in my mouth.
Yeah.
You're thinking, how can I make movie magic with this?
I mean, after million years, you just, that's how you brain.
Start thinking.
Yeah.
All right, so show us how it sounds like
bacon. So you could mic it. I'm gonna put some, so because if it's bacon, it's gonna be just a little bit of water.
Okay.
Okay, oh, now you get some Pop Rocks and put them
thing in there.
Like this much Pop Rocks.
Yeah.
Ready,
yeah?
Everybody?
Go
okay,
for it.
Think bacon, okay?
Yeah.
cool.
Quick question, just a quick follow-up.
Yeah.
Because I'm curious, why not just fry bacon?
Well, because you're basically watching the screen and you're doing it as it's happening, so you're not watching, you're gonna burn your hand.
So this is much more easily controllable.
Easily controllable. Also, it makes the pop when you need to pop.
And it keeps going.
Yeah.
I understand, because I, simple mind, I would just be like, all right, I'll make some bacon. But this is so much, this is why people who make movies are so much smarter than me. I got it, okay.
But also, honestly, real life is not loud enough.
Understood.
And when we would make Charlie's Angels, these action films, you will see the racing sequences and the cars sound sort of tinny until the sound design comes in and gives you that, and then you feel it.
It's more dramatic that way. I got
it. It's impact, baby, impact.
So next time you have a chase scene, can you hire Drew to do that noise?
By the way, every time I'm at a bad party or somewhere I don't want to be, I'm like, look to my friends, I'm like,
let's get out of here.
Exactly. Anyway, sound is an art, and thank you for bringing this art to the foreground to us, for us to understand the impact and importance of what you do. Thank you.
Thank you for showing us the behind the scenes of movie making magic.
All right, really, we have more treats when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
For style hacks that you can use all the time, not just when you're on a red carpet. Zana, what have you got?
Okay, we have some hacks that, as you said, are gonna work for red carpets like the Oscars or any event. Static. No one likes a clingy dress. So hairspray that you're popping on your hair, literally spray it on the base of the hem before you put your dress on, and I promise you, no more static.
I love that hack, Zana.
That's great.
Okay, pit stains. Not a look on a carpet or any time in life. That's why you can buy a literally pit pads, guys. You pop these on under and there is no more sweaty pit stains. True.
Wow.
The red carpet, no,
it's
no.
It's not very glamorous, but it actually works.
Who cares?
Who cares, right? Neither are pit stains. They're not very glamorous either.
Well, everybody, I just want to say how glamorous and gorgeous everyone in this room looks today.
Amen. Yeah.
So beautiful. So gorgeous. And may you watch the Oscars with health, humor, and happiness.
Totally.
So, Kevin and Nichelle, we love you so much.
So much.
First of all, we're here with you. We're so happy to be here with you.
I love you.
First time being here.
Oh, my God. You guys so much. Well, everybody, we make this show for you, so just take it with you and celebrate the night.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you. about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tracker, now streaming.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost,
everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
The new series, Tracker, now streaming on Paramount+.